This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our series, Vital Signs, two problems that go well beyond mere tummy trouble, irritable bowel syndrome and inflammatory bowel disease, sound similar and they share similar symptoms, but one can have far greater consequences. I talked about the differences with Dr. Thamos Desopoulos, Medical Director of the Inflammatory Bowel Disease Center at Baylor University Medical Center at Dallas. Let's start with irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS.
We estimate that approximately 15% of Americans, or even 20%, suffer from irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. The IBS is a chronic condition that affects people for almost their entire lifespan.
So it is something definitely to take seriously.
Yes, in the sense that it affects your quality of life. If you find that you are in a situation which is stressful and you get abdominal pain or the sudden urge to go to the bathroom, if you go out to restaurants and you have to check out the location of the restroom, if you're driving and you have a sudden attack of abdominal pain or urge to go to the bathroom again, that will affect your quality of life. But it's not serious in the sense that it will cause complications such as colon cancer or anemia, or it will decrease your lifespan for any reason.
Interestingly, IBS tends to affect women more than men.
Female hormones do affect gastrointestinal function. They affect the way the muscles of the gastrointestinal tract work. They affect also the way the nerves of the gastrointestinal tract sense what is going on.
And in regards to people 45 years old or younger?
It's usually diagnosed in your teens or 20s or 30s. A typical history in a 20-year-old man or woman is they've had some tummy aches in their high school years, and then they go off to college, they leave home, they're under stress, they change their diet, and they'll experience more abdominal pain or more diarrhea or more constipation or any combination thereof.
So it's the kind of thing diet and stress can either cause or aggravate.
Absolutely.
Then there is inflammatory bowel disease, but we're talking about something far more serious.
What you have is actual inflammation, ulcers, swelling, blood loss from the GI tract, from the small intestine and the large intestine. There are two types of inflammatory bowel disease. Mm-hmm. One is called Crohn's disease and one is called ulcerative colitis. Ulcerative colitis, as the name implies, affects only the colon. Crohn's disease can affect any part of the gastrointestinal tract, from the mouth to the anus. Mm-hmm. Colitis, of course, affects the colon, and Crohn's disease can affect the colon. Mm-hmm. Whenever you have colitis, which means chronic inflammation of the colon, mm-hmm. that increases the risk of colon cancer. Having said that, though, we've made tremendous progress over the last 20 years in treating the inflammation on the colon. And by doing so, not only do we improve the quality of life of the patient and prevent complications such as anemia and diarrhea and malnutrition, we also reduce the risk of colon cancer. Because when you treat the underlying cause of the colon cancer, the chronic inflammation, you reduce the risk of colon cancer.
How is it treated?
Medications that decrease the inflammation in the gastrointestinal tract.
Does it ever involve surgery?
If medicines can no longer have an effect, we have to remove that part of the intestine that's beyond repair and beyond healing.
Who's at risk for inflammatory bowel disease?
In individuals that have a genetic susceptibility, both Crohn's colitis and ulcerative colitis are generally diagnosed in people in their 20s and 30s, mm-hmm. which also happens to be the case with irritable bowel syndrome. Having said that, all of these conditions can be diagnosed from your childhood and teens to your 80s.
What can you do to avoid IBS or IBD?
IBD, live a healthy lifestyle. Follow a healthy, varied diet. Avoiding unnecessary antibiotics, which again can change the bacteria in our intestines, and avoiding smoking are the three main things we can do. And other than that, we should be able to recognize that a tummy ache here and there is not a big deal, but if you develop rectal bleeding, if weight loss, if nausea and vomiting, fevers, night sweats, joint pains, mouth sores, this is a chronic illness that you have to address. With irritable bowel syndrome, managing our stress and exercising. Exercise keeps our gastrointestinal system regular. It releases, of course, various endogenous opioids. It makes us feel well. It gives us that sensation of well-being and happiness.
Dr. Desopoulos, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much, Sam.